section86.com. We're changing the world of podcasting one show at a time.
Well, I've often heard it said that you're better more than dead, but I don't know if I believe it anymore. And I ain't never shown no one the darkness in my soul, but I'm just so tired of feeling small and poor. Yeah, I'm just so tired of feeling small and poor. So, mother, oh, mother, please forgive the deeds I've done, for I robbed the bank and then brought the dead I'd fly. And I killed a man that I had out on the run, but I swear I never meant for him to die. They called me later on next day, hiding out amongst the hay in the loft of my lover's tennis bar. In the loft of my lover's tennis bar. And it's lover, oh lovers, don't they never more on your little white breast will lay my weary head. And lover, though I love you 10 long years or more, in the morning light they're gonna hate me till I'm dead. Yeah, in the morning light they're gonna hate me till I'm dead. Come on! From his neck until he dies. But out amongst the sea of hate, I saw my darling lover's face with single tear just falling from her eye. Yeah, with single tear just falling from her eye. So, oh, Father, please hear the words I say, though I don't deserve forgiveness anymore. And, oh, Father, please hear the words I pray, for I'm coming home to dark in your pearly door. Yeah, I'm coming home to dark. Step rest the substitute for flight. But I know my race run, my time upon this earth is done. And every day, but someday soon crash in the night. Yes, every day, but someday soon crash in the night. So, brothers and sisters, take a warning from my fate. Don't run around with two pistols in your hands. Just keep yourself at home in your darling lover's arms. Try and make it through this world as best you can. Yeah, try and make it through this world as best you can.
Alright, this is Gabe Zander, you're listening to Donnie Cash on the White Trash Motherfucking Revival. Hello out there in internet radio land.
White Trash!
How do, friends? And how do listeners, if I got any left? This is the White Trash Revival, episode 63, and this is Donnie fucking Cash. Or maybe even Donnie fuck you Cash. I don't know. Open up the show with Darkness in My Soul by the 357 String Band. And let me say this, last week when I posted my little show description on my episode, I said, and I pissed off a lot of people, made some people mad. I called them the 356 String Band because they're, without Jake, they'll never be 357. I was trying to be funny, folks, and I guess it backfired on me. I wasn't trying to stir up no fights or cause no drama, no East Coast, West Coast shit. Because we ain't on the East Coast or West Coast. I'm in the Midwest, and they're from the Midwest. Although, well, fuck. Anyways, I'm sorry to the 357 String Band. I am a fan of them. No disrespect. And I'm sorry to Jake if I offended him. But, I was trying to be funny. And you know my humor is rude and crude. That's how I roll. You guys keep it up. Keep giving me hell. Singing the blues to me. I'll start me a motherfucking rap podcast, yo. And anyways, like I said, episode 63. I got nothing special, no interviews for yous, but I do have an album review by J. Allen Spence and the Double A Daddies. His album, Sunday Depression. We'll check that out here towards the end of the show. And next week on 64, I will have episode 64, Uncle Johnny's Jamboree. It'll be a show paying tribute to the man in black. That's right, Johnny Cash. Uncle Johnny, as I know him. Well, I said my apologies. I'm trying to make my amends. And let's go ahead and get in this first set, shall we?
I don't want to be a product of my environment. I want my environment to be a product of me.
A few ragged breaths in me now. This boy took my soul, the cold and still holds. A few ragged breaths in me now. Just a few ragged breaths in me now.
fear, anger, bells in me now.
No pleasure in taking a life if it's from a person who doesn't care about it.
Kind-hearted folks and fuckers, we start off this set with Hickory Hawkins, my friend, whom sports a big piece in his pants, I can honestly say. And it was a song, Anarchy, Tennessee. Good shit, mixing a little punk with a little country. I like that. Following that was Hager's Mountain Boys with Shotman Blues. And we ended the set with a motherfucker from Canada, Bloodshot Bill, with Day I Die. And that was off his CD, Get High Tonight. Hell yeah. All right, folks. Once again, I would like to apologize for any disrespect I might have said to the 357 string band when I said on my show description that they were the 356 string band because there wasn't no Jake Orvis. And I was trying to be funny. And I wasn't trying to get no shit started. So stop with the death threats and all that. Although if you did kill me, you'd be doing my wife a favor. That's right. I'd like to send a big how-do to fucking Dustin Dunkel. How-do, my friend. How-do. And thank you for listening to my show. Sure do appreciate it, guy. Alright, well, I got a theory, a hypothesis, or whatever. And that is this. How many fucking Jewish carpenters do you know? None, right? No such thing. So what does that tell you? That Jesus was not Jewish. What was he, you ask? I will tell you, Jesus was Mexican. That's right. Jesus was a Mexican. And let's start breaking down a little bit of the Bible here. How many fucking donkeys do you know are in Israel or Africa or whatever the fuck continent that supposedly the Bible took place? None. All they got's fucking zebras over there. Donkeys are big in Mexico. So is it Jesus de la Christ? You best believe it is. You best believe it is. Also, on that painting of the Last Supper, if you look closely, there's a plate of fajitas. So, if Jesus was Mexican, what's that make Noah? That makes Noah fucking Cuban. That's right. Look at all them fucking Cubans that build arcs and try to come over in this country. Yeah. So all you fucking pastoral scholars can kiss this ass. Jesus was Mexican. Instead of amen, arriba! Next set, fuckers.
I don't have your fucking phone number. Your wife says it's the wrong number. I know where you live, you motherfucker. You can't hide off the caller ID, you stupid prick.
Boy, love, just turn your back on me. Walk on my like a lover in his arms. Poor luck, kiss me, my sailor, goodnight. Overboard, my eyes full of the starlight. Poor luck, just turn your back on me.
Piece of advice any way you want it. You and your friends keep on playing punk gangsters and we're gonna land on you hard. You understand? We'll be right back.
start off this set with the Can Kickers with Money in Both Pockets, and that's something I like, but something that I don't see too often. That's right. Because, and like the next song by the Shanghai String Band, Poor Luck, something I have. If I get a big old stack of money, I usually have holes in my pockets, so I lose all that shit. We ended the set with 6-6 Sinners with Road of Sin, a road that I like to travel upon. Maybe that's why I have poor luck and no money in both pockets. Who knows? The show's going to be short today, folks. So I'm going to get in this set right here. And then, album review by J. Allen Spence.
This is Terry.
Terry, listen, my name is Roy Mercer. I understand you're a photographer here in Durant.
Yes, sir.
Listen, I got a kind of a situation I was wondering if you could help me out with. I got a... My boy Raymond is in the FFA, and he had a goat that he raised. We called it General Custer, because, you know, he had that little goatee there. And Custer, and he won a pretty pet contest. But I need to get that goat's picture took. We need a picture before we can win the contest outright.
Uh-huh.
And, but the bad part about it is, Terry, that General Custer passed away last night.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it
so
was...
So you want to take a picture of your goat dead?
Well, I don't want him to look dead is the thing.
Okay.
But it ain't funny. It's a family pet, kind of, and my boy, you know, he's all tore up about it because we got about $500 first prize and some kitchen appliances coming to, you know, won this thing. I was wondering, he's starting to stiffen up a little bit. We throwed him, man, it ain't funny. We throwed him over the clothesline pole last night so his legs would hang straight down. So when it stiffed up, then he'd just be standing. Would that be all right?
I don't think I could make him look living. That's the problem.
Well, what would it take? Because I've been brushing his fur out a little bit and tried to floof it up a little bit. Could you maybe do something with his eyes? Because they kind of glazed over. And maybe brighten them up a little bit. Could you enhance it? I don't know. Do you touch him up there in the studio? I don't know how. Something like that.
I don't think I could do that.
You couldn't do that?
Well,
by God. I just need a picture took of it.
And
it really needs to be professionally done. I'm afraid I might not make it. I got a camera around here, and I'm afraid I might not make him look alive. And he needs to kind of, you know, have that live, you know, that glow in his eye.
Well, I'll tell you what.
It'd help.
When can you bring that goat down?
Well, you going to be there all day?
let's see. Let me get back over to
today. You might want me to bring him in after hours because he's beginning to smell a mite. It ain't funny. It really ain't funny.
I don't have any time, so...
Time's running out, and if I don't win that prize, it might just boil down to somebody getting a dadgum ass whooped. It ain't funny. How big a boy are you?
Okay, now who is this?
Roy Mercer.
Yeah.
You use both eyes to look through that lens or just one? Because that's all you're going to have left after I come down there. It ain't funny. I want an 8x... How much would it cost, man, to get 8x10? Maybe I should bend one of the goat's legs up where it looks like he's kind of running.
There you go.
Maybe jumping over a log or something like
jumping
that.
Jumping over a fence.
Yeah. You ready for an ass whooping? Because I need that $500 and a blender and a toaster oven and... Think of one of them Cuisinarts.
You're not helping the situation by telling me to whoop my ass.
Well, you ain't helping me because you tell me you ain't going to take a picture of my damn goat.
Well.
Your business is that good? You can just afford to just throw it off?
Well, I don't have to listen to people tell me they're going to whoop my ass.
Well, then, if you'd just be reasonable about it, I'd come down there and bring a goat in and it wouldn't take you 5 minutes.
Well, I think I'm going to have to pass on the job, sir.
Well, I guarantee if you do that, then what I'm going to do... is I'm going to come down there and whoop your ass, and then I'm going to take that dadgum dead goat up to Tussie, and I'm going to, I heard there's a photographer up there, Kathy Sue and Randy.
Hello?
Dr. Anderson, it's punks like you that paramedics end up scraping off the road at 4 a.m. For your sake and the safety of others, I hope you fail your driving exam.
1, 2, 3.
Nobody's fault, like the use what you got. Oh,
let the devil take me away. Don't 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 let the devil.
Split lips, framing polished smiles,
fingertips tightening loose ties of the mortar floor, like the girl next door, born to scorn the board with a cankerous soul. His breath and iris says in a Sunday dress, I can't get my wish. Oh Lord, lift the whole, take me away.
Cold in the country, it's dark, you know my tank was full. I never would park alone.
Feel. I haven't been much of a manager or much of anything else for that matter. I'm sorry. But this quitting thing, it's a hard habit to break once you start. You're a damn good bunch of boys. Probably deserved a lot better than me. But it looks like we're stuck with each other.
Y'all, we start off this set with a group called Ten Strike, and the song is Outlaw Man. We followed that with Cody Hall with Walking Out on the Devil.
I don't think I'd walk out on him, because he might get pissed off and totally fuck me up. And we ended this set with the Flame Trick Subs with Drinking with Dad. Well, since I didn't have a dad, I was a fatherless fucker. I drank with many of Mom's boyfriends.
Sometimes I woke up buck naked when she was working third trick at the gas station. Boy, was my asshole sore. Oof. All right, well, that's going to be it for my show. It was short. It was sweet. Like I am between the sheets. Oops, did I say it out loud? All right, well, I'm going to do a little CD review for a guy by the name of J. Allen Spence and the Double A Daddies. I got this CD in the mail this week, and let me tell you this. That is some really fucking good honky-tonk. I would give it about 4.5 stars out of 5. I fucking totally dig it. I would say it's probably top 5 of the CDs I've gotten in the mail this year. Good stuff. And it's called Sunday Depression. You'll be able to get it real soon off iTunes, Amazon, and I believe CD Baby. You can find J. Allen Spence on Facebook. He is one of my friends on there. And the two songs I'm going to play tonight, I'm going to start off with Carroll County, and then I will play Sunday Depression. So, here you folks go. Enjoy. And remember, next week's episode 64, Uncle Johnny's Jamboree. Later on, folks.
In Carroll County tonight. I'm so blue and I'm so lonesome. I'm so blue. Missing Carroll County tonight.
Yeah, Reverend Mojo.
You see, you just can't trust anyone. The first time I let a girl into my life and she tries to eat me.
Well, now all we ever do is a fuss and fight. And I never left you, but I think that I might. I gotta move it on. I don't know what else to do. I'm gonna kick these blues, Sunday depression and you. Wake up on Sunday morning, dial a nickel on my name. I gotta move it on. I don't know why.
gonna leave for shore. Nothing that you can do. You like to tell me that you love me, but I think you lie. Cause then last Tuesday in the arms of another guy, and he was moving on. I stood so close to you. I'm gonna kick these blues. Sunday depression and you.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, a world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much, much more. Plus, when you enter the code POD149 when you check out, you'll save an additional 10% off your web hosting order. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com. Some restrictions apply. See site for details.